Remember them. You can see them up there. The first thing that we learn is that the gospel looks fragile. And the second thing that we learn is that the gospel is really secure. Our story that we had read comes from Acts chapter 12 of the book of Acts. Acts is a book in the Bible written by Luke, who also wrote Luke's gospel that you might know. And in Acts, Luke tells us about how after Jesus died and rose from the dead and ascended back into heaven, Jesus continued to work out his plan for the church to take the good news about him all over the world. By Jesus' plan for the good news about him to go, I mean the gospel message. It's the message that because Jesus died and came back to life, anyone can have forgiveness and a place in Jesus' everlasting kingdom. If you were here, maybe you remember, if you were here at the All Age service a couple of months ago, you might remember we had a tub of water at the front and we dropped a brick in it. And the brick made a huge splash and some of the people on the front row got a bit wet. The gospel is a bit like that. Really big news that makes a really big splash. Not just a bit of water going to the front of the church, but it's more like a tidal wave of God's good news going all around the world, unstoppably. But that's what happens at the start of Acts. We learn about that. But by chapter 12, by the time this story happens, it looks like the gospel is in trouble. So what happens by the time we get to this story is that King Herod is having Christians arrested and executed. King Herod's already had one of the church leaders killed. And now Herod has Peter arrested too. Peter's the leader of the church. He's been arrested. And the next morning, Herod's going to try Peter. He's going to bring him to court and decide whether Peter should be killed too. And lots of people in the city want Peter to be killed. Lots of people don't like Peter telling everyone the good news about Jesus. They want Peter to be silenced, and they want the church to go away. This is really terrible news. It looks like the gospel might be stopped here. It looks like Jesus' plan for the gospel to go all over the world might be stopped here. And Peter wasn't just any church leader. Peter was an apostle, which means the Holy Spirit gave Peter special help to remember and teach exactly what Jesus taught. Just a chapter earlier in Acts, just a bit earlier in Acts, Jesus helped Peter to understand the gospel is not just for some kinds of people, but for all kinds of people everywhere. That's a wonderful part of the gospel. And Peter was one of the people who'd got it. We can't have him being killed yet until he's taught some other people. The gospel looks very fragile. The gospel looks like it might be lost forever. The church couldn't do anything themselves to help Peter, and they didn't have an army. They couldn't break into the prison and get Peter out, and they couldn't apply political pressure or try and negotiate with Herod. They couldn't do that. But the church did pray, asking Jesus to help. And then, as we heard, the most amazing thing happened. An angel came into the cell where Peter was chained up. Now, Peter was a bit confused and a bit surprised. I think I'd be a bit confused and surprised. The angel had to poke Peter, had to give him a little tap and tell him to get up, had to tell him to get dressed. And Peter followed the angel out of the cell. They made it out. But Peter was still pretty confused. Peter thought he was seeing a vision. He didn't realize he was really getting out of prison. But a few streets away, Peter came to his senses. The angel left, and Peter realized he was free. And in that alley, I don't know if the alley looked exactly like that, but in that alley, Peter realized something else. See, Peter realized that Jesus has a plan to get the gospel to the ends of the earth. And no one, not King Herod, not the Emperor Caesar, or anyone else, is going to stop Jesus' plan. Because Jesus is Lord, and he will always make sure his plan for the gospel goes on. Peter hurried to the house where the other followers of Jesus were. And I don't know if he took a nervous look over his shoulder to check the guards weren't following him. But it was all clear, and he knocked on the door. And a servant named Rhoda came to the door. But when she heard Peter's voice, she was so excited and full of joy that she ran straight back inside to tell the others and forgot to let Peter in. So Peter was left outside in the street. I wonder if he was a bit worried. I wonder if he started looking over his shoulder. Are the guards coming? Am I going to be caught out here? And Rhoda went in. And the other followers of Jesus were so surprised when Rhoda told them that they didn't believe her. They didn't believe that Peter could really be out of prison. How could he have escaped the Roman prison? But Peter kept on knocking, and thankfully someone came and let him in. And thankfully they came and let him in before the guards caught up with him. Peter told the others what happened, and they were all so happy to see Peter out of prison. And then Peter went very wisely to go and find somewhere safer to hide. When King Herod found out that Peter had escaped, he was furious. How did some unimportant church leader escape his maximum security prison? How could that have happened? Herod blamed it on the guards. It must have been their fault, he thought. Herod didn't realize, even now after Jesus had ascended into heaven, Jesus is still king. Herod didn't realize that if Jesus wants Peter out of prison, he'll get Peter out of prison. And no guard, no king, no emperor is going to stop him. We're going to think some more in a moment about what all of that story means for us today. Before we do that, we're going to sing. It's a song that we sang at Holiday Bible Club. It's called Jesus is the King. Some children's action songs are theologically lightweight. This one isn't. So if you want to join in with the actions, I'm going to do the actions up here to remind the children, help us all remember the words. If you want to join in with actions, you're very welcome to. But even if you'd rather not, that's fine. Please don't. But do join in singing. This is a great song. In it, we celebrate the uniqueness of Jesus. We celebrate his God-given universal authority. We celebrate the power of his words over human hearts, over nature, over sickness, over evil, and even over death. So there's lots to be singing and celebrating. Let's all stand up and join in.
Jesus is the King, ruler over everything. Jesus is the one, promised one, the Son of God. Jesus is...
Great singing. I really enjoyed how many adults joined in with the actions. It made me feel a bit less lonely. Great. Well, we're going to keep thinking a bit more. I've got some things to show you. Let me get them. There we go. Can you see these? Let me put the string down there. We'll get to that later. Okay. Here are the two things we learned in the story earlier. We're going to learn a bit more about them now. Okay, number one, the gospel looks fragile. Number two, the gospel is really secure. Often, the church and the message about Jesus looks a bit weak, doesn't it? It might look silly or old or maybe about to be lost and forgotten. But because Jesus is the King, like we just sang, his plan for the gospel to be heard all over the world is secure. The gospel is really secure and strong. And look at these three objects up here. Now, I wonder if someone can come and pick the object that looks really strong. Do you reckon, can you pick the object that looks really strong? Go on, have a go. Jeanette will help you. Which one do you think looks really strong? The eggs? Ooh, I'm not sure. Eggs don't look that strong, do they? Have you ever dropped an egg on the floor? No, you wouldn't do that. I have, and it broke. Eggs are, do you want to try again? The brick. Yes, bricks are strong, aren't they? Is it heavy? Oh, don't drop it on your foot. We didn't risk assess that. Bricks are really strong. You can build houses out of bricks. They're so strong. Bricks look strong, and they are strong. But then these two objects look fragile, don't they? Eggs are fragile. We think eggs look fragile, and... glasses, I definitely know about them being fragile. Glasses, very fragile. If you drop them, they'll definitely break. Now, a glass looks fragile, and you know a glass actually is fragile. Okay, I won't do it because it's one of our glasses. But if I dropped it on the floor, it would shatter, wouldn't it? Glasses look fragile because they are fragile. Okay, but what about these eggs? Eggs look fragile, but did you know actually eggs can be quite strong? So I wonder, would you like to come and have a go and see if you can break this egg? Do you want to have a go? We can find someone else? Oh, well done. Now, what I want you to do is put your thumb and finger on it like that. That's it. Definitely hold it over the tray. And then squeeze as hard as you can and see if you can break it. Oh, no, you need to definitely stick with the thumb and finger there and there. There we go. And then squeeze. Oh, it's actually really strong. Well done. Brilliant. Well done. Go and have a seat. And maybe if we got someone stronger to do it. Come on up. Have a go. Okay, we've got this egg. It looks really fragile, but maybe it's a bit stronger than we thought. You have to hold it like that. On the top. That's it. And then squeeze as hard as you can. Can you break it?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Do you want to come up and have a go? Go on. Yeah, go on. Brilliant. Come and have a go. Okay, it looks quite fragile, doesn't it? But it turns out this egg is stronger than it looks. Do you want to put your... There you go. And squeeze really hard. Harder. Squeeze. Oh, no. What about if we got an adult? Surely an adult would be able to do it. Chris, can you come and have a go? I know Chris is really strong. When we need to move furniture, we call Chris. Chris.
Right, got to hold it back.
Yeah, and then go on. Go for it. Really go for it. Ah. Oh. No, wow, okay. See, it looks fragile, but actually it's really strong. Now, which one of these objects is like the gospel? Which one of these objects is like the gospel? Is it the glass that looks fragile and is fragile? Is it the brick that looks strong and is strong? Or is it the egg that looks fragile, but actually it's really strong? Which one is most like the gospel? What do you reckon? Yeah? The egg, that's right. The gospel looks fragile, but actually it's really strong. Jesus keeps the gospel safe and secure. Even when it looks weak, Jesus keeps the gospel safe and secure in all sorts of different ways. And Ben was telling us earlier about the Reformation. When lots of people all over Europe forgot the gospel, Jesus helped a little-known German monk to understand the Bible again and to remind everyone what the gospel was. Maybe nobody in your school knows about Jesus. Maybe it's just you and one or two other people. The gospel probably looks really weak and fragile. Not many people believe it. But if Jesus wants other people in your school to become Christians, there's nothing anyone can do to stop him. The gospel might look fragile, but it's actually really secure and strong. Let's try something else, okay? Ben, could you come and sit on a chair? Now, let's say Ben knows the gospel. We hope Ben knows the gospel because he's going to be ordained in the Church of England. Ben, have a seat. Okay, Ben knows the gospel. I'm going to try and stop Ben from sharing the gospel with anyone. Okay? Let me get some string. I'm going to tie Ben up. I think that should help. Okay. In fact, could someone help me tie Ben up? Come on, help me tie Ben up. Great. Do you want to get his wrists? If you grab hold of his wrists. I don't know where the end of this string is. Do you say don't start in the middle? Start in the middle. Oh, just start with... Should we just start here? Go on, you get his wrists. Stick some of that around his wrists. And... Oh, I found the end. There we go. Whoa. And here's an end.
Cut off the circulation.
Well, whatever. As long as he doesn't move. Okay. Should we pull that round there? Great. Okay, and we need a guard. Alex, could you come and be a guard? Okay, we'll get Alex. Alex, you need to watch Ben and make sure he doesn't go anywhere, okay? That's your job. Let's tie him up some more. Make sure he really can't go anywhere. Okay. Good. Brilliant. Thank you. Go and sit down. And Alex, your job is to make sure Ben doesn't go anywhere. And Ben, you are not to speak about Jesus. I know you know a bit about Jesus. Don't talk. Best don't talk at all. Definitely not about Jesus. Okay, good. Sorted. And you see, the gospel is quite fragile. I can just shut Ben up there, and I've totally stopped the gospel going out. See, hang on. What have you done? You're not supposed to do that. Alex, you were supposed to be guarding him. Shush! Stop talking about Jesus. Stop it. This is outrageous. Who did you tell? You've got to stop this. Julian, I can't believe you joined in with this. What are you doing?
Oh no.
What a disaster. I thought it would be easy to stop the gospel. I thought I could just tie Ben up and we'd be sorted. But it's not that easy, is it? The gospel is stronger than it looks. It's actually unstoppable. An unstoppable message that will go all over the world like Jesus planned. Thanks, Ben. You can escape now. You see, just like I couldn't stop the gospel with Ben, it spread all around the church building. And the gospel is unstoppable. It will spread all around the world like Jesus planned. And actually, that's great news. It's great news the gospel's like that. And people will try to make you think that the gospel is weak. And they'll tell you that believing what the Bible says about Jesus is old-fashioned or wrong. They'll tell you that in a few years' time, no one will believe in Jesus in that way anymore. And people will tell you, you should be quiet about Jesus at school, or you should be quiet about Jesus at work. After all, you're on the losing side and you may as well give up. But Jesus wants us to know he is still the king of everything. And even though the gospel will look fragile, and often things, it will look like things are going wrong, but Jesus will carry out his plan for the gospel to be heard all over the world. It's an unstoppable plan. It's a gospel that is really, really strong. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the good news that because of Jesus, absolutely anyone can turn back to you and find forgiveness and a place in Jesus' everlasting kingdom. Thank you, Father, that the good news is going all over the world. Please help us to be confident that the gospel is secure and strong, even when it looks fragile. And please help us to be part of spreading it as we tell other people about Jesus. Amen.
Well, Duncan, thank you for that. Thank you for releasing me at the end. That's good. We're going to pray the Lord's Prayer together in a moment. And in that prayer, we're going to ask for God's kingdom to come. And we're going to pray that prayer, aren't we, in light of what Duncan's just told us. Sometimes the kingdom can look fragile, it can look small. But actually, we can pray with confidence that actually it is secure. The kingdom will come. We pray this prayer with great confidence, don't we? So using the words on the yellow service card, let's pray the prayer Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. If I could ask Jeanette to come and lead us in our church family prayers.
We've been thinking this morning about Peter being in prison, and he was in